It's Rosie on the house. Your weekend wake-up call. Good morning. Let's go to the phone lines and welcome Chris to the conversation real quick. And we'll be checking in with Mr. John Harper as well for the Harper Pumpkin Festival. Good morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm good, sir. Yourself?
Ah, super fantabulous. A little bit tired, a little bit sleep-deprived. Other than that, I'm fine, my friend. How can we help?
I have a little brick ranch in Willow Historic District downtown in Phoenix.
Nice.
Okay, and it's got the original casement windows, which obviously, as you know, aren't efficient and don't work very well.
Right.
So I've been doing my research trying to find a window that I'd like to put in there, and unfortunately, the Pella windows that I want to put in there are going to run me about $30,000 and $40,000.
Yeah, they can.
All right, now. I don't think my house warrants $40,000 worth of windows.
Okay.
It's only, you know, $380,000 house, maybe.
Okay.
So I called Envision Window.
Okay.
And they want to put vinyl windows in my house, and I'm not. They're plastic. I don't really want to buy them.
That would be a tragedy to put in that classic home.
You lose that historic value when you go to a plastic frame. That's for sure.
Chris, did you look at Pella? You were obviously looking at their architectural grade wood windows with the aluminum clad exterior. Did you take a look at their fiberglass units, which I really like?
No, I haven't.
You ought to.
Okay, and I can make them look the part. So my house looks original?
Yeah, you could paint them in whatever color you wanted, and it would look like a painted wood window. I think they're probably one of the best window values on the market in my mind.
Okay, and they're fiberglass Pella, and because the gentleman that came over, I do like the gentleman that came from Envision Windows.
Okay.
Very pleasurable, so I should ask him to price out fiberglass windows from Pella.
You could. I don't know the particular company you're talking about well enough to refer them or give you an opinion, but I can tell you our Pella installation specialist is right there on McDowell and about 11th Avenue. It's Free Light Skylight Company. They're a neighbor of yours right there next to the historic district. Just give Chip a phone call and let him know you want him to come out and give you an opinion on what would look best and be the most cost effective.
Okay, I'm going to do that. You said his name is Chip from?
Chip Marvin, owner of Free Light Skylight Company, and they're a Pella authorized window and door installation contractor. Good luck, Chris. Keep us posted on how the historic renovation goes. It's a beautiful community right there in the Willow District. Okay, let's reach out to Mr. John Harper, who's going to reach in and give us a report from, what do you got going on, John? Like a Harper's Pumpkin Festival of one type or another?
Well, this is the group called Arizona Giant Pumpkin Growers that have officially been formed, and they are officially weighing in 4 entries this morning to see if they're going to break the new state Arizona state record, which is 469 pounds for one of these big bad boys. We got 4 of them. I helped unload them last night. They're heavy.
How?
I know that.
What's the circumference of a 450-pound pumpkin?
Okay.
Is it
the
size of an Oldsmobile? Or
a 450-pound pumpkin has total inches. They have a chart. If you take the circumference and add then the length of the stem end to the where the stem is attached to the pumpkin to the ground, and then if you go from ground to ground over the pumpkin that way and add those 3 numbers together, they actually come pretty close. A 450-pound pumpkin would have just about 300 inches in total measurements. So the circumference probably half of that, 150 inches, so 10 feet. 10, 12 feet in circumference.
So could you hollow one of these out and make a tiny house?
Yeah.
You could make a boat. I've seen some of those tiny houses. They're not a lot bigger than these.
Where's the event going on, John?
It's at our Scottsdale Landscape and Garden Center on Hayden Road, just south of Thomas. At 9 o'clock is when they start weighing them. And their hope is to also have other categories in the future, the biggest squash, the biggest tomato, so forth and so on. But right now, all the emphasis is on the big pumpkins.
All right. Trying to beat the 460-pound record, huh? You think? What do you think? Just eyeballing what you're seeing as the entries there. Will they make it?
I think they're going to be real close. Okay. I think they're going to be real close. They're not going to come anywhere close to the world record, which is 2,323 pounds. Imagine that.
No, I can't imagine.
I bet you could live in one of those.
You could live in that one, for sure. All right, John J. Harper from Harper's Nursery there on Hayden Road just south of Thomas. The official weigh-in for the Big Pumpkin Contest, 9 a.m. this morning.
And a little history fact, Jay and I were talking about it yesterday. You know, Phoenix was almost named Pumpkinville when they established Fort McDowell. There were so many wild pumpkins growing left over from the Indians that have been propagating these seeds for their food growth, that they almost named it Pumpkinville. But one of the generals went up on a hill, and he was looking over it and seeing this new Fort McDowell community rising out of, you know, what was left of the old Indian community, and he named it Phoenix instead. I think that might have been the better option. I'm not sure we'd ever been taken serious as Pumpkinville.
I'm with you on that for sure. Pumpkinville, I wouldn't be one of those places you just brag about being from. But I wouldn't mind being from Pumpkin Center.
No.
Up in Tonto Basin. That's an awful pretty little community. Folks, you're going to be wrapping up Hour 1 here at Rosie on the House. Stay tuned. 8 to 9, we'll be covering the Landscape Hour. Romy will be talking with John J. Eisenhower. They're broadcasting from John Eisenhower. They'll be broadcasting from the campus of NAU, where the Shade and Tree Council are having the tree climbing contest. So that'll be a lot of fun. Appreciate Romy running up the hill and participating in that event. At 9 and 10 o'clock, we're going to have air conditioning specialists in talking about things you can do in and about and around your home to improve not only the quality of your life and the comfort of your home and the cleanliness of your home, but as well drive down that utility bill as well before these triple-digit numbers start sneaking their way into your living room. All that and more when we get back.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.